Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Traveling to Utah was difficult, to say the least, in the mid-19th century. Major land routes between the east and west coasts skirted Utah to the north and south. The need for easier communication between a quickly growing Salt Lake City and the outside world drove the development of new transportation routes for both mail and passengers. The first stagecoach service to meet the new demand was started in 1858 by George Torpenning using the Central Overland Route, a new trail that ran through central Utah and Nevada to California. The route was originally scouted in 1855 by Howard Egan, who used it to drive cattle, and was improved by U.S. Army Captain James Simpson, who used it to supply Camp Floyd during the Utah War. The new route was about 280 miles shorter than the more northerly California trail, shaving off 2 weeks of travel. The outbreak of the Civil War in 1861 blocked stagecoach transportation in the South, forcing the U.S. government to shift its communication lines north to the Central Overland Route. Wells Fargo purchased the route, and their iconic stagecoaches ran regularly through Salt Lake City. Stages changed teams about every 13 miles, so stops developed along the way. The Stagecoach Inn, which still exists in Fairfield, Utah, across from Camp Floyd, was one of those stops. Passengers could now travel from Missouri to California in about 25 days. In 1863, the fare was $200, and meals were 60 cents. Many famous people traveled the route through Utah, including writer Mark Twain, newspaper editor Horace Greeley, and English explorer Richard Burton. Burton described the torture along some parts of the route, saying that passengers became crazy by whiskey mixed with want of sleep. With the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad in 1869, the Central Overland Route through Utah was practically abandoned. Although stagecoaches continued to reach areas not served by the railroad, the heyday of the stagecoach was over. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Michelle Hill. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.